I would love to invite the children to come on forward. I would love for that to happen. Happy Easter. Oh, yay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Easter Sunday. It's a pretty special day, and I have a couple of things here in my box today. The first thing I have is a deck of cards. You guys have seen a deck of cards before, right? Yep, there you are, you know. And a deck of cards, there's all kinds of things in there, right? Face cards and number cards and all kinds of cards. But for me, when I'm looking at a deck of cards, and if I'm thinking about Jesus, the King of Hearts reminds me most of Jesus, right? Because Jesus is our King, right? And Jesus is not only our King, but He wants to fill our hearts with all kinds of love from God. And so Jesus truly is the King of Hearts. There you are. You all see that. You know what those look like, right? So there we are. So Jesus is the King of Hearts. But on Thursday this past week, we were at a service where we remembered that Jesus was betrayed. And then on Friday, we heard that Jesus died and buried, gone, in the ground, dead. But today, we just heard a story from the gospel that says something completely different, that says that Jesus isn't dead, but instead is alive. And the tomb is empty, and we have a Savior who now not only wants to fill our hearts but love, but who now lives in us, with us, around us. Yay! There's a word that we use. We haven't used it in church since. There it is. There it is. That's the word. The word we haven't used for a while is Alleluia. Can you say that? Alleluia. That's right. Alleluia. It means praise God. All right. So today we remember that Jesus, who used to be buried, is now with us. And we say, praise the Lord. All right. And so for us to have a chance to help celebrate that, right? Right. I may have brought one last thing in my box. What? No. We buried that in here. We'll have to find that next week, maybe. No. I brought gum.
Because it's Easter.
It's Easter, right? Do you guys like juicy fruit gum?
Yeah.
You like, there we are. Okay. Well, here we are. So if we're gonna share gum, then I need to open the package, right? There we are. So have a stick of gum. 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 You can open it.
There's no gum inside.
There's no gum inside.
It says on
the back. It does. It says the tomb is empty. It says, Alleluia. My goodness. That's kind of startling, isn't it? Imagine if you went to the graveside of somebody and were expecting them to not be there, and all of a sudden the tomb was empty. That's kind of startling, isn't it? That's just what happened today. Jesus is risen. He's no longer dead, and He's there for us all the time. That's the cool thing I want you to hold on to. And then really, truly, I wouldn't let you go by without actually giving you a piece of gum. All right? But you got to promise me one thing for Mr. Vogler, that this gum won't wind up on the bottom of the pew. All right? I'm not going to give him a piece of gum just because there we are. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for rising from the dead and for bringing us new life. As the tomb is empty, may our lives be filled with joy, with love, and with light. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. There you are. Have a great morning, everybody.